Time once again for a wine chat with our friend Jack Farrell from Haskell's. Good morning, Jack, and a beautiful morning.
Beautiful morning, and it's duck opener. So I'm going to talk a little bit about pairing wine with venison and duck and whatever you happen to go for, because this is the time of year I get all sorts of questions on pairing wine and game. And, you know, you really follow the pairing basics. In other words, if it's a light dish, use a light wine. If it's a heavy dish, a heavier wine. You should follow always the main spice in the dish you're preparing. And how it's prepared is very, very important. You know, particularly with game. Game, you know, everybody, almost to a man, tends to overcook game. And it's hard to do because, you know, game doesn't have a lot of fat in it, like farm-raised beef and things like that. It's not as tender and not as easy to cook. It's a real art to preparing game properly. And like I say, when you cook it, it's fine to cook it forever if it's in a stew or a braised meat or something like that. But if you're doing, say, the tenderloin, you cook it just like a beef tenderloin, medium rare or rare. Even, you know, people seem to have a fear that in game dishes, if they aren't cooked to death, you'll get some kind of dreadful disease. Well, it just isn't so. If it's properly prepared, it's like anything else. And as I said, you know, for example, right now it's upland game and waterfowl season. And, you know, with duck, oh, God, there's so many wonderful ways to prepare duck, and there's many wonderful wines to enjoy with it. I kind of like reds, particularly from the Rhone Valley, and I like a lighter Rhone with duck, so a little Cote de Rhone can be just absolutely a marriage made in heaven with duck, because it doesn't overpower it, yet it's a stand-up wine, and usually when you prepare duck, it's a stand-up dish. Now, if you do pheasant, something like Viognier, which is a white wine grape also from the Rhone Valley, a good one, for example, is Laforge Viognier, and it is just perfect with pheasant. But again, it depends on how you're preparing the pheasant. I had a pheasant dish once. I had a golly many, many years ago at a hunter's house, and they sealed it in puff pastry with, of all things, sauerkraut. And I can still remember the taste of that. I thought, what an odd combination. But it was absolutely delicious. And with that, he served a Merlot from Washington State. And it was just a marriage made in heaven. It really was good. That duck sealed in kind of a puff pastry with sauerkraut in the puff pastry. It was really good. If you're having dove, I'd have a big, big Chardonnay, big and bold. Grouse calls for something a little more full body, like a Gigondas from the Rhone Valley, would be very good. Quail, because it's light and delicate, I think a Chardonnay, but you want a Chardonnay that has some body, or a light red like a Beaujolais would be not too bad to have with that. Goose is very good, but it's tough. And goose, it requires being marinated. In fact, most game requires marination, in my opinion, because when you marinate something in wine and spices, the enzymes in the wine are going to help tenderize that meat. And as I said, you know, it just isn't as tender or as easy to eat as farm-raised beef or poultry. They work out more than farm-raised animals, and so their meat has a tendency to be tough. But if it's marinated and then not overcooked, it can be absolutely delicious and tender as well. The most popular things, I love partridge, and partridge is awfully good, again, with a light red wine. I like a Beaujolais, and I like a Beaujolais cru, maybe like a Bruy, which is a commune town in Beaujolais, and the wine is a little fruity, it's a little feminine. It's a perfect marriage for partridge. And as I said, those are the wines, or those are the dishes, really, that pair best with light white wines or even full-bodied white wines. Now, most of the other stuff, you know, deer, elk, caribou, moose, are all in the deer family, and they all need a big powerful red wine to go with them. And as I say, marinating them in them is just ingenious, in my opinion. You can take, used to, for some game, I would wrap a cheesecloth, soak it in the wine, and then wrap the meat in that and let it sit in the refrigerator inside a Ziploc bag wrapped in that cheesecloth that had been saturated with the red wine, and then put the spices and all that on the meat, and then cook it on the grill. And it was always turned out very, very well. And that wine in the cheesecloth not only add a little flavor to the dish, but it tenderizes it because of the enzymes in the wine. And as I said, and that goes with any of those deer family, deer, elk, caribou, moose, etc. All are very good. Of course, venison is the most popular. And in my opinion, with venison, something like a Chateauneuf du Pape, particularly if you're having a venison roast, you know, that's mainly Grenache with a little Syrah in it. And some Chateauneuf du Papes are mainly Syrah with a little Grenache in them. But that Grenache seems to go very, very well with most game dishes, as does Syrah. When you read books about pairing game with wines, they all mention Syrah, because they're all in the same family. They're all in the deer family, and while they're as different as can be, for example, antelope tastes to me a little like goat, and it doesn't mean it's not good, but it's a little gamier than most of those kind of deer dishes. It's certainly worth pursuing something like that. And I happen to like, I once went boar hunting in Germany, and of course we had German wines with the boar, and it was really very, very good. You wouldn't think it, and the German wines were slightly sweet, as a matter of fact, but the preparation of the boar had some fruit in it, and I can't remember whether it was plums or what the fruit was exactly, but I do remember how delicious that wild boar tasted with those German wines. You know, bison is available now year-round. You don't have to go and hunt for it because it's farm-raised. It has less fat in it than turkey, so bison's very, very good for you. And it's a little lighter than a lot of the venison dishes because it's farm-raised bison. And I kind of like a Washington State Merlot with it because the cherry edges on the wine are just a marriage made in heaven. And sometimes Merlot can have that chocolatey smell on the nose, and it just seems to go very, very well with bison, which is a very flavorful meat. Now, rabbit, you know, everybody says, well, rabbit tastes just like chicken. Well, it does a little bit. Excuse me. It's not too gamey. Gamey, so you can have a lean, light wine with that. And again, most of these wines really do call for a red wine, with the exception of the grouse and quail and maybe partridge, and those need big white wines. The other games all go very, very well with red wine. And Burgundy, Pinot Noir with a game is very, very good. Again, Burgundies are all over the board. You can get them that are inky and powerful, and you can get them that are light and dainty and kind of feminine. And they're all good, but they go very, very well with all game. And elk and venison are very similar. Again, it really depends on how you're going to prepare the dish. Follow the lead spice. If you're putting a lot of sage or a lot of oregano in, that's the one you want to marry the wine with. You know, in my opinion, you should always pair, figure your recipe, and then pair the wine. Never start with the wine and then do the recipe. That's kind of backwards. But if you follow these advices on pairing wine with game, I think you end up with a much better appreciation of the game. And again, like I say, I'd be very, very careful not to overcook it. Sangiovese from Italy is a wonderful wine. You know, most of the Tuscan wines are Sangiovese. Chianti is primarily Sangiovese. And it goes so well with so many, many dishes, that Tuscan wine. Then there's that Amarone, where if you're having something sweet, Amarone is absolutely wonderful. It's a sweet wine from Italy, and we have one that's called Amicone that's a lot less expensive than Amarone, and it is a nice wine to pair with those things. And if you're making venison chili, which is my favorite chili in the whole world made from venison, you want to have a Zinfandel with it. Windstorm Zinfandel is a pretty good one from the Lodi Valley in California, and it goes so well with those spices that are in chili, you know, sweet and hot, a really nice thing. Mousse is a little more difficult. I find mousse sort of stringy and sweet. And again, what I like there is a Sangiovese blend. So a wine from Tuscany is what I prefer with mousse. And, you know, again, if you're fixing your venison, and you've got a rich and earthy dish, you want a rich and earthy wine, like a Syrah or a Zinfandel. Or again, anything from the Rhone Valley. It just seems to me, and those Rhone Valley wines, incidentally, are very, very favorably priced compared to most of the wines of the world these days. You know, Bordeaux's have gotten out of sight. A lot of Burgundies have gotten out of sight. A lot of our own California wines have gotten out of sight. But those Rhone Valley wines have stayed very, very affordable, and they marry so very, very nicely with these things. And again, as I said, pair it with the sauce that you're preparing. That's, again, like the lead spice. That's what you want to marry the wine with, that, rather than marry the wine with the meat itself. The sauce is more important. If you don't have any sauce, well, then you pair it with the meat. But if you got a sauce, like I say, I'd follow that when I'm pairing them. I think it works out better. And, you know, again, I'm a voice crying in the wilderness. Don't forget, champagne is undervalued, in my opinion, as a food wine. A lot of people will drink it as an aperitif or for toasting, but champagne can be absolutely wonderful with all sorts of dishes. If you don't believe me, sometime just try a salty potato chip with a sip of champagne. The marriage is made in heaven. And those champagnes, incidentally, go very, very well with certain dishes. I had quail once with grapes, and they served a brut champagne with it. Well, I'm telling you, it was just a dining experience I'll never forget. The quail cooked with white grapes and then a glass of brut champagne with it. It just married perfectly. So I think but don't forget, as I said, don't overcook game. That is the biggest no-no, I think, I can stress when you're preparing game. Don't overcook it, and everybody has a tendency to do that, and I understand it. You know, my own dear sweet mother did that. She just was game. My God, it had to be cooked after death. And that destroys the texture, and it destroys the flavor when it's overcooked. So if you're worried about it being tough, marinate it. And like I said, there's a lot of recipes for marinades, hundreds of them. But, you know, and when you marinate in a wine, if you've got a lot of marinade, but say you're marinating it in a whole cup of wine, don't be afraid to buy an inexpensive wine for the marinade. You don't want anything that's cheap that you wouldn't drink. But you don't have to marinate it if you're having, say, a $40 Bordeaux with your venison steak. You don't need to use that $40 Bordeaux to marinate for a cup of marinade. You can use a cheaper wine, you know, maybe a California Cabernet that you can get for about $10 a bottle. That would be just better for a marinade. And cooking with wine, the same thing applies. Never cook with anything that's way, way too expensive.
And where do you find the wine, Jack?
Pardon me?
Where do you find the wine today?
I just was going to get to that.
You were, well, good.
You can find all of these wines and more at Haskell's. They love to talk about wine. They love to marry wine with dishes. And the folks at Haskell's will help you pick a wine that won't cost too much either. There's a Haskell's near you where you can save big dollars on wine. Haskell's in Bloomington, Excelsior, off of 35. There's one in Faribault. Our Maple Grove cellar is not to be missed. It's gigantic. In Minneapolis downtown, there's free parking today and tomorrow at Ridgedale, Plymouth, St. Paul's, Highland Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury. And if you can't come in, go to Haskells.com. And don't forget, we do deliver everywhere in the metropolitan area, and you can also call in and pick up curbside. Don't forget, Haskell's are the wine people, and there's a good reason for it. We've been doing this for 86 years.
Fantastic. Let's talk again next week, Jack.
Denny, I'm going to look forward to that.
Thanks, Jack.